Okay, so one big important part when it comes to content marketing is finding your ideal customer avatar. So, having an effective content marketing campaign. So, in order to create content to market your product or service, you must be clear on a few things. Who are your customers? Where are they hanging out? What are their burning problems? And what is their role in purchase and possible objections? So, the first thing, who are your customers, right? So find out the demographics of your ideal customers, identify their goals and values, okay? So get into the mindset of your ideal customers. What are they thinking about? What are they dreaming about, right? What keeps them up at night? So go through their age, gender, marital status, occupation, location, level of education, job title, income, so on. Because this is going to help you craft campaigns that speak to your exact audience. So let's start with their goals and values. What do your customers want? Maybe they want to get more traffic, turn it into sales, create processes and systems to hire employees, whatever it is, right? And then values. What are your customers committed to accomplishing? Whether they want to develop marketing skills, deliver incredible service for clients, build a strong brand, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Find out what exactly are their goals and what are their values. And then find out where they're hanging out. So, are they on websites? Are they on forums? Gurus, courses, live events, books, magazines, social media sites, news sites, whatever it is, right? Find out where these people are hanging out and find them, okay? So, here's an example. Websites, Digital Marketer, QuickSpot, HubSpot, forums, could be Warrior Forum, courses, live events. You can look through all of these books, 4-Hour Workweek, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I mean, find out where exactly your ideal customers are hanging out, what they're reading, what they're talking about, and encapsulate that into your content. So you're just building in an audience right away from the get-go. So, what are their burning problems? Burning problems can really be split into two categories: challenges, which are obstacles to overcome, and pain points, factors that elicit an emotional reaction. So, challenges and pain points. Challenges. These are kind of your obstacles to overcome. So, mastering cutting-edge marketing strategies, teaching and speaking persuasively, standing out in the marketplace. Pain points are factors that elicit an emotional reaction. So, lack of clarity on which direction to go, fear of selling, poor performance of website and traffic, that kind of stuff. Okay, so what's their role in purchase and possible objections? So, when it comes to their role in purchase, who is the sole decision maker, right? Do they have to consult with other individuals or a team to decide? Not a decision maker. They can pass on recommendations to a decision maker. So those are kind of the roles that people can have in the purchase. And then possible objections. Is it going to work for products in my niche? Do I need creativity to build an effective ad campaign? Do I have to go through a supremely long learning curve to master these skills? All of these are very valid. Then create your customer avatar. So, customer avatar components can be something like demographics, goals and values, where your customers hang out, challenges, pain points, objections, and role in purchase, all of those things. Create your customer avatar cheat sheet. Okay, so your customer avatar cheat sheet should look something like this, and write these little things down along the way. So, again, we start with goals and values. Challenges and pain points, sources of information, objections and role in purchases. Create this sort of avatar cheat sheet in a workbook or in a notebook, and fill this stuff in as you're going, because ultimately, then when you go to create content, you just look back at your cheat sheet and you remember, oh, this is who they're interested in. I'll write a blog post today about the 4-Hour Workweek or whatever it is.